The fast began at 9 on Sunday morning. 24 hours later, organizer Maureen Pertill, co-director of the Grayton Day Labor Center, convened a circle of participants and supporters to both share their experience and put it into a larger context.
Yesterday, a group of us started a 24-hour fast in solidarity with women all over the country who are fasting for immigration reform that includes women and families at the center. We've been fasting for 24 hours, and now another group of women in another city are going to start a fast for 24 hours. And then the next day after that, another group will start, and another group all the way up until April 6th. And then from April 6th to April 9th, there will be a 48-hour kind of sit-in women's fast at the White House.
The local action drew a diverse group of 37 participants, Pertill said, from activists and workers to professionals, and even one nearby city council member, as well as several husbands. Not quite a third of them were on hand for the conclusion, which featured a round of sharing about the experience. For Christy Lubin, it inflamed a sense of societal shame.
Because of how you are when you're not eating, your feelings are more intense. But all I could think about was how ashamed I am of this country. And as a person of Jewish descent, I equivocate putting people on airplanes and shipping them off to Mexico as putting people in cattle cars and shipping them away. Of course, it's a different time in history. There's a different consequence. But you think that we would be more informed and making more intelligent decisions around how we treat our citizens, whether they're documented or undocumented.
For Vilma Duran, U.S. immigration policy has had a direct, painful personal impact.
It was really hard for me that there's a part of my life that I will never have and I never had a choice to have because of the really horrible immigration policies we have. Because of that, my mom wasn't able to see her mom pass away. I didn't know my grandparents. I didn't know my cousins. I didn't know my uncles and aunts. And there's a part of my life that has been taken away from me, and it wasn't my choice.
Present immigration policies and their enforcement struck Maggie Brewer as a new form of segregation, something she is committed to opposing.
Physically, it was hard because I eat all the time, but emotionally, it was really good because it felt like I was participating in something that was making a change because it's a national fast and women all over the country are fasting, so it felt good. Not thinking about food cleared my mind and I was able to think about what I was doing and what people are fighting for.
And Carol Kramer found validation of her Unitarian values in her participation.
Immigration reform is a moral issue. We have to treat people humanely. There's no good that's ever going to come from having brutal rules that set the borders so that people can't improve their lives. I want to feel that my government is behaving in ways that are consistent with the values I hold.
Only after they talked about their experience was the fast broken with a casual shared meal of oatmeal, yogurt, and fresh fruit. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.